Hey, friends. Welcome to the Walking with Kelly and Christy podcast. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Christy. We are two sisters who love Jesus, and we are committed to walking out our faith one step at a time. This season, we want to focus on the importance of walking with a game plan. We want to encourage you to see yourselves as individual players on a very important team roster we're going to call life. We want to study the playbook, the Bible, together and make sure we not only know the voice of our coach, but we are equipped to hear our coach's voice loud and clear. So no matter what lies ahead in life and in this next year, we will be confident individual players, but an even stronger and more confident team. Kelly and I are ready to see what God has in store for 2024, and we are so thankful to be walking with you.
Yes, and I'm so excited about a new year and walking with a game plan and what that will look like. Christy, it's so hard to believe that 2024 is here.
It is. It's crazy.
And I think we always have high hopes that a new year brings new successes.
So true.
New dreams, new ideologies. But in reality, it all comes down to our choices and how we invest our time.
Very true.
A new year definitely brings opportunities to engage in new habits, build new relationships, and take risks that God leads us to. But we also have the choice to cycle through what we have already done, adopt the same attitudes that we are comfortable with, and mimic the same behaviors, even though it's a new year. So I'm excited to be at the table with you and our listeners. And, you know, I want 2024 to be different.
Yes.
I want to obey what God has called us to do and live that out. And I'm excited.
Oh, me too. Me too. Well, I would just say, yes, Happy New Year. And Kelly, I'm believing for more in 2024. Yes. And by more, I think that's going to look like more understanding and more confidence of who God has created you and me to be and what he's created us to walk in and what he has in store for us in a new year. So I agree that with a new year, it seems almost expectant in many ways to set new goals and dream new dreams. But we feel like God is challenging us in this season of life to go back to some of the basics of our faith and foundationally make some certain, make sure that certain things matter and are important and that we're focused on those things. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Yes. So we know that, you know, things happen and our faith can be shaken. But what we want to be confident is, and no matter what happens this year, whatever is in store in front of us in a new year, that our faith doesn't have to be shaken.
That's right.
And that we would just be confident and be able to say that, you know, I am God's and God is mine. That's and right. So no matter what, you know, that's a crucial part of the game plan.
That's right.
So 2 Timothy 3:16-17 says that all scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be complete and equipped for every good work. So that is our plan as we move forward and we talk about what it looks like to be walking with a game plan. That's where we start.
That's right. That's good. Christy, when we think about a game plan, whether it's education or business or athletics or spiritually, A game plan is a set of strategies and tactics with actionable steps to help us solve a specific problem based on the context and consequences of that problem. So that's a secular definition of what a game plan is. And it's true for us too, but we believe and we are foundationally putting that strategy, the tactics, into our coach, which is God.
That's right.
And his word being our playbook.
That's right.
And so, yes, we have a set of strategies, but where do we go to find the strategies, the answers, the tools? Is the playbook, which is God's word.
Very true.
Yeah. And, you know, everywhere we look right now, you got to have a plan. You got to, you know, to plan your work and work your plan. To fail to plan is plan to fail. And that's the world's way of starting a new year and having goals. And, you know, we're just going to work these things that bring success in the world's eyes. But we want to be challenged to realize that God is the one who directs our steps. He's working, and we want our lives and the strategies we put into place to line up with him.
Absolutely. And we are not saying that there is anything wrong with having a set of goals and a plan for the new year. And, you know, that might be something like physical training. Like, it really might be you need to get your body in a healthier place.
Yes.
You need to, you know, financially look at a game plan that's going to set your future on track for the things that God has in store. So we're going to walk through this game plan too. And just with the awareness that God wants to show us what we need to do and the changes and the goals and the things that we need to do to set ourselves on track for a new year.
That's right. And I'm excited. And I know just personally when I am trusting God and I am spending time with him and obeying him, that the physical things of this life usually are in balance too, whether that's drinking water, whether that's eating healthier, getting some exercise, it kind of all plays together for me.
Oh, me too.
And
me too.
It comes down to my choice of what's going to be the most important. And I can easily get off track with that. But it's a new year and we look forward to starting over and just checking ourselves and making sure that the right priorities are set. So when we get back, we'll talk a little bit more about what walking with a game plan looks like.
Welcome back. We are talking about walking with a game plan this season, Kelly.
Yes.
And how important it is to, even at the new year, just set some goals and have a plan for what's ahead. And we've been talking about the playbook and we've been talking about our coach who is the Lord, and the Bible is our ultimate playbook. But I was thinking about, you know, when a coach prepares for a big game and he lays out what he would call a game plan, a strategy for that particular contest would need an actual game plan. And so before the game begins, you know, the coach knows exactly what he wants his players to do and how he wants them to respond in certain situations. And they can choose, you know, other strategies. But from a coach's standpoint, usually he finds that they perform best when they follow the game plan that has been prepared beforehand. Yeah. And I think it's the same in our spiritual walk. You know, when we are equipping ourselves to follow the playbook, which we believe to be the Bible, the yes. truth, the Word of God, then we are preparing ourselves for whatever might come yes. at us.
Yes.
And, you know, I think that we function best when we stick to God's game plan, when we walk the path that He's mapped out for us and we do the things that He's planned for us in advance. Yeah. It's usually easier to follow a game plan if you've been practicing and you've been training for yeah. what's to come, even yes. if you don't know what it is.
Yes.
And so we wanted to invite Adriana. She's got a big trip coming up here soon. And when this episode airs, yeah. Adriana, you are going to be at the peak of Mount Kilimanjaro.
Yes. And that is, talk about a game plan, that you start with the goal. Mm-hmm. The goal was to be physically fit enough to climb the mountain mm-hmm. and make it to the top. And because if you don't do the steps necessary to get mm-hmm. even there or climb the mountain, you yeah. just failed. Like if you don't take the steps that it requires to get wake up every morning, to go work out, to eat the better That's things, right. to get the right shoes on, mm-hmm. to do all the things, you don't make it to the top. You don't hit the goal. So That's in right. 2021, last year, and this year would be 24, but I looked at my health, my overall health. I looked at my physical ability. I looked at my age, and I saw an opportunity to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, mm-hmm. but saw that my health and physical yeah. fitness level did not meet the requirements to do this really cool thing, mm-hmm. which was climb the mountain. So I just took a step back and said, okay, for the amazing goal of climbing the mountain, yeah. but also for the idea of I want to be able to still play with my niece and nephew. I still want to be able to wake up and be healthy and have go on long walks with my friends mm-hmm. that yeah. aren't exhausting every time. I was like, okay, I need to make a game plan. Right. That is ultimately the point. And understanding that God cares about where my mind is, where my body yeah. is, and where my strength is, so that it can be in service to Him. Taking that seriously looked like getting up every single morning, 6 a.m. in the gym.
Wow. That's not fun.
For a year. It is not. I do not enjoy it. Yeah. It has brings me no pleasure to work out every day. But what it brought was the result of climbing the mountain. Right. And so when this episode launches, I will be in Tanzania.
Awesome.
I will be on the peak.
Wow.
I'll be taking pictures. I'll send it to you.
That's awesome.
But even the idea right now, before I climb, of actually doing it is not scary at all, because I've been preparing right. this entire time. And we see that when we go into God's word. I was just sharing with Christy some experiences of once you're in the moment of, if you're in depression, or in the moment of having a panic attack, or in the moment of a separation of mm-hmm. some sort, those are the peaks.
That's right.
Those are the yeah. hard things. And if you are prepared at the bottom of the mountain,
that's right.
a mm-hmm. year ago, starting to be in the game plan, starting to be in God's word, then once you're there, you're experiencing it, it is not as daunting.
That's
I'm
right.
prepared.
It's good.
I still have to do the work of climbing it, but I'm prepared. And the same thing I also think for the good things. The good things are so much sweeter when we know who brought it, getting to know who brought it. So, yeah, going with a game plan is the only way to do anything.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, we are so excited for you. And it's a visual of exactly what this season is all about. Just setting goals and having a game plan, and we are cheering you on. We are going to be praying that you keep walking and you keep climbing, and we will look forward to those pictures for sure.
Yes, that's so exciting. And I know for me, just coming out of surgery a few weeks ago and recovering, like, I know that there are areas physically that I could get my body in better shape. And, you know, to go along and parallel that with spiritual goals, these physical goals are real too. And I think, Christy, it comes down to, like, our core needs to be strong first. And it's exactly what Adriana was sharing. She started making decisions a year, 2 years ago, so that her core, physically, spiritually, mentally, was strong. And now she gets to experience the fruit of just a long time of waiting to see the goal right here in front of her. And so we just want to encourage you to think about your core and parallel that spiritually and physically. And our core physically kind of improves our balance and our stability. And when I think of stability, I'm thinking you're stable. You're stable in the mountaintops. That's you're stable in the valleys. But only will that happen if our core is strong. And spiritually, our core gets strong when we trust our coach, the Lord, when we put into practice studying and reading his word. That strengthens our core spiritually. And then physically, we want to do a very similar thing. Just everything related to your core physically. You're able to run. You're able to climb. You're able to play with nieces and nephews. All of it is, you're better equipped when your core is physically strong. So I really am hoping to increase my core muscles physically and spiritually.
Right. And I'm just reminded that, you know, going to the gym, having a partner at the gym is sometimes easier too, which makes me think of this podcast. And I feel like God has given us an opportunity to help do some coaching and help do some reminding and some encouraging that you're not on this journey alone. And, you know, Kelly, I need you. I needed you this week to just speak some encouragement into my life. I know that, you know, you have needed me with what you've been going through on this journey of deep brain stimulation. But, you know, I needed you to just say, these are your strengths. Walk in your strengths. And I need you to, you know, walk in your strengths. And together, just like the body of Christ, we work better when we work together. And we're not trying to do all of the things that, you know, we're strong in and that we're weak in. And I just believe that that's what walking with a game plan can look like. We strengthen each other. We encourage each other to be in the Word. We encourage each other by, you need to be at small group, you know, even when there are other things going on. How many times have we come together at small group and there have been people that have said, I wasn't going to come, but because I did, I have just been encouraged. I needed this. The enemy was trying to, you know, distract me and keep me away, but I needed this. And so if you're listening and you are just in a place where you might hear those voices of you're too busy, there's too many things on your plate,
I can't do it.
I'm not equipped. Like, yes, you can. And yeah. God has equipped you. God will give you what you need to do for this season.
Yes. And Adriana, you've done that for us. Like this podcast, like y'all don't know, our listeners don't know, but every week Adriana is pushing us to keep going and to, you can do this. And that's yes, right. You are, here we go. We're starting. Be ready.
3, 2, 1. Yes, but we do it. And it has caused us to be stronger.
Yeah.
It has, you know, not necessarily forced us, but you have helped to equip us to be able to do things that we couldn't do 3, 4 months ago. We had no idea how to do.
I agree with it's a team thing. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, and we're all team players. You listeners are our teammates. We need to hear from you. We want to hear from you. How does God strengthen you in your walk throughout the week? What are the scriptures that God gives you? Post them on our socials. We would love to know how you continue to walk and you continue to push through, you know, difficult times and how you train. We are going to be talking this season about some of our core beliefs as Christians and why it's so important to get back to just some of those foundational truths that maybe many of us learned at a young age, but also we know that there are many of you that probably have never had core training as far as the game plan, the book, the word of God. And we want to encourage you that you can find the answers and the plays in that book. So,
yeah. And just to remind you, for I know the plans I have for you. This is the Lord's declaration. Plans for your welfare, not for your disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. God has good plans.
That's right.
But our choices need to line up with what he has taught in his word and what his spirit is speaking to us. And we need to obey so that the reality of that verse, we can see it in action.
That's good. Kelly, one other thing I was thinking of when you were talking about core exercise, how they improve balance and stability and, you know, core muscles make it easier for most physical activities. You know, when we strengthen our core muscles, I was just looking at the Mayo Clinic, some of those definitions of core physical activity and why it's important. But it said that strengthening your core muscles may help back pain get better and lower the risk of falls. And I was just thinking of how that is such a parallel to when we're not strong spiritually, how much easier is it to fall and to just get caught up in distractions?
Yes.
And you know, we want to be strong. We want to strengthen our core muscles so we're not tempted to fall, that we're not easily distracted and get off track of what God's good game plan, perfect game plan is for us.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
We are going to encourage y'all. I would love to think, Kelly, we could encourage them daily or definitely a couple times a week on our social.
Yeah.
Facebook, Instagram, we are going to just put some scriptures up there. We would love for you to follow us on Instagram and Facebook and be able to see those. We might just read those to you. We can read them together. But
yeah, and just to reiterate what Christy said, your story matters.
Yes.
Like I have friends, I talk to you every week and you're practicing a game plan, and we can learn from your story and what God is teaching you. And so please share that with us and with others so that in community with Christ as our coach, we can all benefit.
That's That's right. And, you know, every week we like to leave our listeners with something. And as we started talking about a game plan, we just feel like it's very important that one of those core things that we need to do is to be in the Word of God. Yeah. And I know that we share scripture quite a bit, but what we want to leave you with today is Romans 12:2. And it says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Mm-hmm. And you've got to be able to go to the Word to renew your mind. And it might be the same verse over and over and over again until you begin to believe it. Absolutely. And you speak it. And I'm telling you, friends, I know in my own life that when you speak God's word and you are confident in what God's word says about you, you will start to believe what his word says about you. You will be able to walk with confidence and know that you're not on this journey alone, that you have not been forgotten about, but you are loved, and
yes,
you can walk your perfect plan out. We appreciate you walking with us, and until next time,
keep walking.
Rooted Studio.